Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast. I am your host, Cody.
I'm Cameron.
And I'm here, too. I'm home.
Today, we're going to be talking about things and stuff.
Which is a complete departure from what we normally talk about.
Stuff and things.
Exactly.
So, now, stuffing things or stuff and things?
Both.
Awkward.
But first, the second one.
Okay.
Funny story. My mom used to be a professional scene person. Like, there was this place called Crafts Critters. No, that was a TV show.
She was a seamstress?
Later on. But she made stuffed animals professionally. There was this factory down in where I grew up called something Critters. Crispy Critters? Crafts Critters? Creepy Critters?
All of those sound likely and terrible.
Right. All she did all day was sew teddy bears and then stuff them.
Okay. So not like taxidermy, but making plush animals, basically.
Before robots existed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I had a lot of
stuff. She stuffed things.
Yeah, she stuffed things professionally. They use this, like, spike that you just shove it, the bear on to turn it inside out and fill it with stuffing.
I think actually when I was little, like a school field trip that we went on was actually in the area where you were, growing up.
Yep.
And we went to a factory like that and we saw, like, they showed us how they made stuffed animals.
Yep. I don't remember what it was called. Something Critters, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
It hasn't existed for like 20 years.
Yeah. It sounds oddly familiar.
Right. So,
but the apparatus was kind of like what they use to build a bear.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm not the only one that's gone to
build. No, yeah.
No, I have not.
They have a rip-off Build-A-Bear in the mall here.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Which is funny. It's like Create a Friend or something like that. That's what it's called.
Because children don't have friends anymore.
Yeah.
No, they're trying.
Right.
I guess.
Have we checked to make sure this is syncing up with actual time?
No.
It appears to be.
One, two. Yeah, I think we're fine. Okay.
I thought you were going to count for
a while. No weird time distortions.
Really? You're going to do that?
So, what have you peoples, human female mans, been doing recently?
I won a dance off the other day.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Did not watch.
Fair enough. It's not phenomenal.
Right?
Like, they should have, like, moved to the other side because... Right.
It was mostly the colors hurt.
Yeah, because there was all the flashing lights on the other side, so we were really shadowy, so you couldn't see us super well.
Right.
If she would have gone to the other side, she actually would have got the dance off really well.
I'm a 95-year-old man, and that was too many colors.
Yeah.
Now, this was not a pants-off dance-off, right? It was age-appropriate.
No.
This was pants-in, dance-in.
Dancing in pants, yes. We were dancing in pants.
Yeah.
And fully clothed.
Right. The point of it was to dance so well that everyone else put on their jackets and left.
No.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
I did.
Did you get a trophy?
No. It was an impromptu dance-off.
Did you get the soul of your enemy?
I'd like to think so, but he's a redhead, so I don't know if I got
anything.
Probably
doesn't have one, then. Just like pink juice.
Yeah.
Not the color pink, the singer pink.
Ew.
Juice.
So on to a new topic. That's not pink juice.
Right?
What'd you do, any Cam? Topic.
I went to Seattle last week and visited the world's oldest comic book store.
Ah.
Okay, that's where you are. Because I kept seeing random stuff on comic book related things, and I was like, some museum thing. I was like, where is he at?
Yeah.
Because you're just like, I'm going to be out of town. You didn't tell us where you're going. And all of a sudden, we see all these posts of you in Seattle. And I'm like,
Cameron was on a plane.
I was indeed. So the comic book store itself was kind of cool, called Golden Age Collectibles. Had very little in the way of comics. It seemed more like a modern comic store rather than something like old-fashioned, which was what I was kind of expecting to see.
Right.
Had an entire wall of Pop Figs and not much in the way of back issues. So a lot of, they had some like high-value comics, but for the most part, it was newer stuff.
Right.
I think we ended up getting a new expansion for Cards Against Humanity. Sweet. That was about the only thing I could find, but it was still really cool.
Right.
And then we did go to the Museum of Pop Culture, which was awesome. They have an entire Marvel exhibit, which I'm still posting pictures of at Cameron Kiefer on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to check those out.
That's why I haven't seen them. I don't do either of those very well.
That's yeah, Facebook, eventually I will get some on there. I just got to figure out how many I want to do at a time. But they had a whole Marvel exhibit.
Right.
They had a sci-fi area, which I think was actually the coolest thing that I saw. They had like corpses, and they had props from different movies.
Props.
not actual corpses. I should probably
Oh, they are now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're totally dead.
Right.
It had a fantasy room for fantasy realm, I should say. Had like Wizard of Oz costumes. Had a first edition Fellowship of the Ring.
Nice.
Had a little area for Magic. The Gathering had all like the first edition cards, which was really cool.
And then you murdered a bunch of people.
That's
where the corpses came from.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone that was trying to take a selfie very badly.
Right.
Which they were doing constantly.
Right.
Yeah. Had to take them all out.
Whenever I see a selfie stick, I murder.
That's, I haven't seen those very much anymore.
You're
usually
welcome.
Usually the only time people use those anymore are for GoPros.
Which, yeah, that's valid.
Which
I
is
mean, those work.
Like, yeah. For me, GoPros, like, okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
If you put
but
your
actual,
cell phone
like,
on that and put it out 10 feet ahead of you, I'm gonna trip you.
That's fair. Last time I went to Disney, a lot of people had those and they just looked ridiculous.
I hear voices.
I did too.
Good.
Yeah, you heard your wife's voice.
Yep.
I think she's talking to your new pet
huppers. Yeah, that's what I did. I got a dog.
How'd you get your dog?
I found him.
Where?
Over there.
On the street?
Yeah. He was a street douche.
Street douche?
Yeah, he was following some random kids, and they were trying to get him to go away, because he loves kids. trying to get him to go away, so they ran into their house and he tried to follow them in.
Aww.
And so they kicked him out and he kept trying to follow them in, and eventually the dad came out and like picked him up and threw him over the fence so he couldn't get back in. And then he decided to play try to get hit by cars until I made him get in my car, and now he lives here.
Nice.
You said that really creepily.
You did.
Get in my car.
Get in my car. Now he's alive still. Clearly.
That's good.
I did cut off a part of his body today.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
And you put something in him.
Yep.
Oh, God.
A chip.
Yep.
You didn't want to let that linger too long.
Nope.
We did the responsible pet owner thing and had him spayed and or neutered.
Hopefully the vet knew what
one or the
doing.
Other. And we chipped him and gave him all the shots and whatnot. He was just... Well, we found him covered in mud and fleas, just like the most fleas ever.
Second only to your brother.
Yeah, who was just a human flea at this point, guys,
right.
If you haven't noticed.
Yep.
He's man flea.
Man flea.
We should make a comic on him.
Yep.
Man flea.
He just hops around and sends people memes they don't want to see.
I mean, that is actually what he does.
Yeah, also he flies around poop
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
It's a lot of poop outside. Anyway. yeah, and I started working on Halloween. Gathering supplies.
Awesome. Have you decided on a costume yet?
Kind of. Ish, maybe.
Okay.
I'm thinking about going with Thanos.
Oh.
So it's a big build. The problem I'm having is... I don't really want to go... Like, I want to do Thanos from Infinity War. Not comic book Thanos.
Yeah.
But I also want to do him from the way you see him most of the time, which is like a cut-off t-shirt and no armor.
So you want to go with the image of Thanos that we didn't really want to see
yeah.
the whole movie, but
yeah.
ended up with
but
it.
But now I'm used to it, so that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I don't mind it as much anymore.
Yeah.
He kind of still looks like Homer Simpson.
A little bit.
Like, bread with a California raisin a little
yeah.
bit, but I'm cool with it.
Yep. But I bought a bald cap already.
Awesome.
And I bought a bunch of foam to start making armor. I'm still trying to decide how I want to do the fake muscles.
Did you look at any of those PDFs I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, because that will help.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which method I want to use.
Though. Okay.
And then, what else? I got to make the Infinity Gauntlet. Oh, I need to make a life-size cast of my head to sculpt the chin on.
That'll be intense.
Yeah, it's going to be probably my most technically varied cosplay / Halloween costume yet. Because, like, most of the time I just stick to one medium.
Right.
Like, here's this thing I sewed, or here's a cardboard thing I made.
Phenomenal cosplay today that I think would be fun to do. I am no way going to be able to make this by Halloween or have the ability to make this, but it's the best.
Oh, I saw that Jojo one too. Yeah.
Mojo Jojo.
If we make a cast of your head, I might be able to make you that face.
Well, in all honesty, I could just buy a gorilla mask and paint it green.
True.
I mean, the helmet would be kind of hard to make. I don't know. The armor doesn't look that hard to make. A lot of it's just, you know, fabric. But it might not be too hard to do. Right. I just know me, and that's way more than I could do in, like, a month and a half.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
So.
Nick, my brother, wants to do Lord Beerus from Dragon Ball Super.
The cat guy?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
Right?
Huh. If he could do it.
He says he's already started on the mask. So we'll see how that works out.
Exciting.
What about you, Cameron? Any Halloween ideas yet?
No idea. we just had to dump a whole lot of money into fixing my car. So
what happened to your car? Honey.
I haven't destroyed anything on a car in a long time.
Yeah, we had it looked at, and we had to get some repairs like before we left. Mm-hmm. And then as we're heading to the airport, the lights came on, the check engine light came on, and we were able to get it home. And then it turns out to be catalytic converter.
That sounds so fake.
Yeah, it does.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's fake. Part of a car.
Yeah, no, it's.
I don't know. Do you have a free one up there?
No, this is the mic, and this is where we're recording the podcast too.
Okay, never mind. I was going to try to get a little more juice, but.
Yeah. So
the printer has a USB port on the front, I think. I don't know if it will charge.
Yeah.
It might just instantly print everything off of your phone.
Well, I don't have anything bad on my phone.
Yeah, but it's a waste of ink. But I don't think it would work that way. So, yeah, that sucks.
That does.
Go to Cameron's GoFundMe page. I don't know how to do GoFundMe.
I don't either. Yeah. I can, yeah, it's not a big deal, except there was a con coming up this weekend that I wanted to go to, and I'm probably not going to now.
What con was that?
It was Free State Comic Con in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a con coming up, not this weekend, but the next one. There is.
Oh.
Are you going to go to that one?
I will probably be going to that one.
Hey, it works. It's charging.
I assumed you had a booth at TopCon.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you should definitely be going.
Yeah, I will definitely be there.
I will actually be at a booth this year.
I need to get a booth.
Well, I'm not getting the booth myself. It's from work.
What can I sell at a booth? Pubes.
You could, but you'd probably get kicked out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, real quick.
Like,
super quick.
Beard. I shaved my beard, guys.
I see that.
I used to have a 6-foot-long beard that I used to fight crime, and now I shaved it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to make a fake chin.
Mine was 8 feet, and it's gone.
Did you got to make a fake chin?
No, I had to make a real one to replace the fake one.
I don't think I've ever actually had my beard longer than 1 foot in length.
But one of us is telling the truth. Killing the bit. Now, you've had a pretty long beard before. I don't know how.
I said it was probably about a foot because it came down to my ear.
Yeah.
And I pointed about, like, peck level.
Nipples.
Yeah, close to the nipple range. Right. So if you can gauge a person.
Based on nipples.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can.
Medium to small nipples.
I don't know. They're kind of small.
Huh? Yeah. We all just saw Honey's nipples.
Yeah.
Go to thenerddump.com to see Honey's nipples.
And if you go there, you will not be disappointed when you don't find them.
You got to click around a bunch. Like, go through every podcast. One at a time.
Just re-listen rate to every them, single episode.
Rate every here. Single podcast.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Yep.
And then you'll find Honey's nipples.
Or not find them. That should be the incentive.
That's probably the incentive is to not find my nipples.
Right.
Yep.
What if they're severed?
I don't want that to happen.
You guys ever see the Silent Hill movie?
No.
Didn't they rip off someone's nipples in that?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I think they did. I don't really get into horror films.
Something else.
Yeah, something I don't really
ripped
like
ripped off someone's nipples.
Yeah, I don't really watch horror films, so I don't know. Yeah.
Nipples. Yeah. What are we doing?
We were going to actually talk about a thing that Cameron came up with,
Cameron,
which is an idea he stole from the Twitters.
Cameron, indeed. Tell us about your thing.
Okay. So, so this past weekend, a bunch of people were posting various things. I'll just read this from @ageekwithahat. If you had to recommend someone watch 5 TV series to really get a feel for you and your taste, what 5 would you pick?
Now, if you take away his hat, does he have to change his screen name?
He probably would, and he would have to change his avatar as well.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to do TV shows first, then?
We should steal his hat.
That was... We would actually be stealing her hat.
Her hat. We should steal her hat. Did I assume? Yes, I did. And I'm a bad person for it. But we should steal her hat.
Right. Based on the avatar, it's a cool hat. Cooler than any I own. But
I don't know. I want to see the hat.
My hat.
Show me the hat.
My head doesn't work for hats because I have these horns that you can't see.
That's a nice talking cap. I like that.
That's a cartoon.
Yeah. Why would I
steal a cartoon's hat?
Very carefully.
Because you're a jerk.
With an eraser.
Oh, that's like destroying it.
Yeah. Also, there's probably no head under that hat, so it's killing them too.
Oh. So maybe we shouldn't steal the hat.
We should murder cartoon characters. Oh, you guys remember? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
The Dip?
Yes.
That shoe? That gave me nightmares. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen.
I have gotten more emotionally like crippled by that scene as an adult than I did as a child. And that screwed me up as a kid.
I've seen autopsies in person before. That scene still messes me up more.
It's like it's an innocent shoe. Right? He doesn't deserve that.
Character.
Right?
That guy should go to jail.
Well, he died.
Yeah, he dies.
True.
So he gets dipped. That was just one of the examples. There were also, your 5 movies you would recommend, 5 comics and or graphic novels, 5 books.
5 dogs you've seen?
5 dogs, totally.
Oh, good.
So I thought it'd be kind of fun to go just do our top 5 on each of those. And
right. We could do top 5 video games, even.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
so
it'll take a little bit longer.
I'm just making stuff up now.
We should do these
5 fruit.
Well, there's that.
You're the fruitiest of all, Cody.
Fruity pebbles.
Not
5 breakfasts.
Breakfasts,
mm-hmm. Plural.
Huh. Ooh, I would definitely go with blood pudding as my top choice.
I don't think I've ever had.
It's good.
What is it made out of? Blood.
There's blood in it.
Is there pudding in it?
No. It's sausage.
Why is it called that?
It's like deer blood and sausage meat, like from the deer.
Oh, well, that's fine.
It's good, but it's tasty.
I shouldn't drink.
True.
Just ever.
No, probably not.
So what are we doing? Top 5 squirrels.
Well, the first
in bathing suits.
No.
The first one that I had responded to was movies, and actually the original tweet has been deleted. I don't know if it was
how
just
dare
that
they.
Popular. Or
how dare this
what?
Is censorship
so,
at its fullest.
Indeed.
I believe in the Bill of Rights.
So we're gonna do movies first.
I figure we could do movies. And again, to preface, this is not like your top 5 favorites
or what
you consider the best.
Although
so
some of my
understand.
Favorites will definitely be on this list.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
We should also explain a little bit why this movie
and probably and short synopsis so we don't go like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Helps to define you or why you want someone to... Just a reason.
Yeah.
Not like... Pokemon 2000.
It's really cool. It has like the best Pokemon. Yeah.
Anyway.
It makes you sad when Ash dies. Wait, no, that was 2000.
That was Pokemon, the first movie.
I don't know what 2000 was. Which one was that?
It was the one with Lugia.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
I didn't see that one either.
In all fairness, I think I only ever saw the first one.
I did. Yeah, same. And yet, I saw it in theaters, and I even bought it on VHS.
I was more of a Digimon guy as a kid.
Yeah, that's
good. Because I was homeschooled.
That makes sense, because you're a terrible person.
Yep.
I had a creepy dream after watching Digimon the first time.
Yeah. Did you Digivolve?
If you want to hear more about this crazy dream, you should check out our Patreon that we haven't launched yet, where we'll air a special episode about Honey's nightmares.
Oh, no.
It wasn't really a nightmare. It was actually kind of a cool dream, but it was weird.
I want to hear about what Honey's nightmares are.
Yeah, some of those are really jacked up. Anywho.
Just like him in a dress for 3 hours straight for no reason.
Cody, you know that wouldn't be a nightmare. We've ran around in dresses before.
Yes, we have.
On purpose, even.
Well, it would have been weird if it was on accident.
Whoops, this is a dress. It's been 3 hours.
Woke up in a dress. You're like, what the heck's going on?
Is this a Saw scenario again? Are we in Saw?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worse.
I got confused that one time. Now Stones is dead. Anyway, five things.
Okay, movies first.
We'll see how many we can get through.
I
imagine I'll probably get through my stuff quicker.
Okay,
go first. All right. Okay, so the first one I would say to define me would be the professional.
Squirrels.
Also known as Leon the Professional.
Because he wears glasses.
Well, he does wear glasses, but at that time, no, it had nothing to do with it. He was a professional killer. He was the hitman.
He has a shaved head.
Which, I mean, in all honesty, for a long time, I did want to be a professional killer.
He hung out with Natalie Portman.
Yes, and he had a young protege that he was training. What?
I've never seen the movie.
It's phenomenal.
I'm hoping I'm guessing the right things.
You are. It's like the first role Natalie Portman had.
At a video store.
But I like the idea of training up a young person. Because I used to always say, you know, your firstborn, I was going to train to be an assassin.
You said firstborn daughter.
True. Firstborn daughter. But
you do bear a striking resemblance to Jean Reno. But, like, with a really sad childhood.
I don't know what that is.
Fair enough.
What's the genre?
I mean, I actually didn't really have a bad...
The actor.
Am I Jean Reno?
No.
Jean Reno? No. He's a French actor.
Godzilla?
Yeah, he was in Godzilla. Yeah.
I only know three French people, so I had to guess.
No, I'm not saying you had a sad childhood. I'm saying you look like Jean Reno if you did have a sad childhood.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, cool. Got it.
Yeah.
Then I would say Dark Crystal.
Because of your irrational fear of puppets.
I love puppets.
I know, that was our friend Robert? Justin. What? Justin Rob. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he freaked out.
He was afraid of worms.
Some people have an irrational fear of puppets. It's hilarious to me.
It's like my irrational fear of being stabbed to death.
But it's like, you know, it has a nice dark feel to it.
Yeah.
And it's all about survival, and I like survival stuff.
That's a great score. Just,
what?
That's a great score.
Also. Yes.
3,000.
I
hate you.
The only thing is, though, it's like, if anything, like if I was any of the creatures from that movie, it would probably be like one of the Skeksis. Right. Like, I would not be a good guy in the movie.
No.
I'd be the one trying to hunt down the Gelflings.
Right.
I'm a terrible person.
Gelfling. I think I'm confusing the movie with the other one.
The Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Which also is on my list, The Labyrinth. Which,
fantastic.
You know, I would like to be an evil overlord. Like David Bowie, you know. Living in a kingdom with goblins. Stealing stuff.
Children.
Yes, to make them into the new Goblin King.
Apparently, or train them to be assassins.
Or train them to be assassins, yeah.
Also wear tights.
And then Mirror Mask to finish out that trilogy.
Mirror
Technically,
Mask.
Yeah.
That is a quality
film. I don't know that one.
Mirror Mask. It's it is also a Jim Henson production. It doesn't have all the puppets in it, but it's a dark, twisted world. And it makes me think of a lot of my dreams. So, yeah. And then the final one on there would be, like, the Beastmaster trilogy.
Oh, you're not even stopping at the first one.
No, like, full all tilt. Of them. Like, oh, all God. Of them. Just, yeah. Having an army of animals to do stuff for me. I even had a ferret named Kodo at one point.
Ooh. Oh, that's cool. My cousin had two, Kodo and Poto.
Yeah, I tried to get my brother to name his
ferret. That's the names of the ferrets in the movie.
I tried to get my brother to freaking name his ferret Poto so we could have Kodo and Poto, but he didn't want to. So
he named it Squirrel.
No, he named it Missy because it was a female, and the first ferret he ever was around was a female named Missy that bit him. So for some reason, he decided to name his ferret Missy. It doesn't make sense, but whatever. So those are my five movies I would say, hey, watch these and you'll understand me more.
Right.
Because I also like fighting, and there's a lot of fighting in Beastmaster.
There is. There's a lot of fighting in a lot of movies.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good job.
So why don't you two go?
Not okay.
Okay. I can go. Right. I've already posted mine on the Twitter.
WWW.
As right now, I'm retweeting it, even though you can't read the original tweet to know what it actually is. But my top five starts with, to date, my number one favorite movie of all time, which is Almost Famous, which is about a kid who wants to be a writer and goes on a tour with this up-and-coming rock band in the 70s. I really, despite having never experienced that lifestyle, I very much related to it. Just kind of being that awkward kid out of water, and you know, it's very relatable to me. You're laughing a lot for some reason.
It took me a second to realize until you started explaining the film. Like, my first initial thought when you said Almost Famous,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking Almost Heroes.
The Chris Farley, Matthew Perry.
Perry, yeah.
Where they were like the explorers.
Yeah, they were trying to get across America and explore, and Lucy Clark ended up doing it before them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a comedy.
I don't think I've ever even heard of this.
It's not good.
It's not great.
I want to see it now.
It's you'd like it.
I probably would. I like stupid things.
It's really stupid.
And then when you started explaining, I was like, oh, that was Almost Heroes, not Almost Famous. Got it. Because at first I was like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you relate to this? But sure, cool.
Yeah,
yeah, Almost Famous.
Nice shout out to a movie no one else remembers. But
yep. Anywho.
Yep, anywho. My second choice, and I might revise this, honestly, but I'll just say it, Kiki's Delivery Service.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie. Most of the anime that I like is that kind of tone. Not necessarily all Miyazaki stuff, but just fun, lighthearted, cool. Yeah, that too. I just really like it, and I think it's a lot of fun. So that's just that, not necessarily even just related to anime, just that type of film is what I grew up with and what I still enjoy to this day. Third choice, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm.
I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
I thought you were going to say Batman and Robin.
Oh, God, no. I would recommend that.
Wanted to have fat nipples.
We went back to nipples.
Of course we did.
Nipple blades.
Yep. Nice. So that one I chose because I really like the storytelling of it. I think it's how you do a comic book film.
Right.
And also just how you do a tragic romance story.
And you get to use the word phantasm.
Totally. Absolutely.
When do you say Phantasm?
Very rarely. Unless
any of the Phantasm movies?
The Phantasm 4?
No, like the actual Phantasm movies. Like there's a whole series of them.
No, what's the tall man? But anyway.
Who's the tall man?
The villain in the Phantasm movies.
I've never heard of this movie. Pony's never said that word.
I don't watch those movies because they're horror genre and I don't really watch horror movies.
Oh, it's a horror movie. Okay.
Yeah, they're very weird.
They have some weird floating silver ball thing that blades pop out of.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting concept.
It's pretty cool. stop after the second one.
I'm not going to start.
Fair enough.
And continue with your story.
Yep. Fourth option was Airplane.
Ooh.
Which, if you haven't seen it, it is one of the funniest movies of all time. And I quote it pretty, I think I quote it almost every single day, frankly.
Right.
And I just think the jokes hold up really well. And I think it's hilarious. And I think it's a really good, just a really good comedy to get into and, you know, quote with friends. And what is going on?
Goblins.
Dang it.
Tiny goblins.
I stole some goblins.
You're not supposed to steal the goblins. They're still
I can't start a goblin kingdom if I don't have goblins.
I don't know. That's fair.
Doggo.
Doge. Doge came out of nowhere.
Yep.
With its cone of shame.
Cone of shame.
Cone of shame. I think he didn't know we were here.
Yep. Back to our professional podcast. Fifth one is The Fisher King.
Okay.
The what?
The Fisher King. King.
I've not heard of this.
It's about a guy who fishes for kings.
God, you're I hate
you. You're so smart, Cody. You're so smart.
It is. It's got Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams. Robin Williams plays a homeless guy.
Huh.
Who, his wife, we find out his wife was murdered.
That's lame.
And the guy that murdered him, or murdered her, was, like, inspired to do so by this shock jock who insulted the guy. Mm. So, and Jeff Bridges plays the shock jock, so he ends up befriending the homeless guy whose wife he inadvertently, indirectly killed.
Right, right, right.
And it's a very odd, very artistic film, but it's really sweet, and it's just cool to follow these characters on their journey. And I just think it's a really solid film. It doesn't say a lot about me necessarily, but just the types of stories that I like to tell and to see.
Sweet.
So
it's a good one. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I've never heard of that one, so I know I haven't seen it.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen
it. So you're up, Cody.
Okay. Step one, Scott Pilgrim.
Fair enough.
Yep.
It's not only a movie that is spastic and random, kind of like I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very colorful, which, as you can see, I'm wearing a gray shirt. So
yeah.
That totally defines me. Also, it's a lot of random just music that is good but bad at the same time. Which,
like, it's intentionally, the lyrics are just terrible.
Right.
But
silly
it's,
goblins.
Yeah.
So Scott Pilgrim is one of my favorite movies, but it's also, it's a good intro step into getting into my brain.
Fair.
Next up, Groundhog's Day.
Yes.
Yes. Not so much the happy ending as it is just the
constantly killing yourself.
Constantly the same thing over and over again, wanting to kill yourself and murder.
Not wanting.
Yeah. Actively doing it, but then it doesn't.
Killing yourself every day.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun movie.
Really fun movie. Love that movie. But yeah, Groundhog's Day is a good one. Add more. I'm thinking. Hold on.
I wish David Bowie would come and take you away right now.
Right. Where was that? Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
We've never talked about how much we love this movie ever.
But it helps to lead into my disillusionment with the current political system that we have in our world.
No idea what you're talking
about.
No, everything's great.
Right? Everything's fine. But secretly, Hydra's running everything.
Yeah.
So that's
stupid
that
Hydra.
Out with that. Where am I? That's three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Star Trek The Voyage Home.
I don't know.
We gotta save
choice.
We gotta save the whales. Also,
I
like space. You gotta save the whales. And I like space.
Yeah, we wouldn't have salt water otherwise.
Yeah. And then the giant probe will come and kill us all.
Yeah, plus there's also, you learn how to use a computer by talking into the mouse.
Yep. And you get to figure out that they have see-through aluminum or whatever that they make glass out of in the future, which is interesting. More so, I'm a huge, I love Star Trek. I'm a huge Star Trek nerd. The concept. I'm more of a Next Generation guy than an original series guy. Mm-hmm. But the Next Generation movies, I don't think, hold up as well, other than maybe First Contact.
First Contact is still good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the rest are...
But I don't feel like making someone watch First Contact.
That's fair.
You know? Like, I would want to watch it, mm-hmm. and another Star Trek person would want to watch it.
I've never seen
it. But I don't feel like forcing First Contact onto someone is going to have the impact you need unless you know about Picard's life.
Right.
So.
I would get that. Voyage Home, I think, was actually the first one that I saw.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it because...
I've seen parts of it.
It's good.
The only
it's,
Star Trek film I've seen any of.
Right.
It's very cheesy, which is very Trek, at least right. classic Trek.
Right.
But yeah, it was the first one I saw, and I was a little confused because it does pick up where... 2 and 3 left off,
right.
But I still think it's a pretty good gateway film.
Right. So yeah, my four that I have are comedy, Marvel movie, Star Trek movie.
Mm-hmm.
My fifth one's gonna go a little dark, The Quiet Place.
Okay. From this year.
It is a very new movie. There are things about my life that are a lot more serious than what people will hear, and mm-hmm. it's kind of an inevitable fight against an unstoppable force from The Quiet Place is a good lineup for that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yay.
So you kind of relate to the main hero's mm-hmm. struggles and what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah. With like things and work and yeah, and then I do this and that's the other four movies. Yay! Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to do comics or TV shows?
If we did chronological, TVs was the one that I did next.
Okay, myself. Let's do TV next.
I'll start.
Go.
Scrubs.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Scrubs is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It is also very random, but it has some moments in it that will serious. Make you cry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like the episode where they did the organ transplant with mm-hmm. all the people, and then all the people they did the organ transplant started dying because it turns out the person that they took the organs from had rabies.
Yeah.
That one is a killer. Of an episode.
Puns, right.
And,
right?
It took that song by The Fray that Grey's Anatomy had used.
It makes it so sad.
It really does. It's.
I love that. next one. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Boo.
Still never really seen all of that.
Specifically, the episode Once More with Feeling.
Which
the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Which, like Scrubs, it had a musical episode.
Oh, yeah. Most of my shows that I'm going to mention have a mm-hmm. musical episode, because every now and then you kind of break and you need the music.
Fantastic.
Nope.
So, but Buffy is a more serious show, still very comedic, mm-hmm. but even the episode What's More With Feeling is a musical episode, which is hilarious, and it's fun to watch and stuff, but then you get to the point where you find out that the reason Buffy's been acting this way the entire time is because she had died. She had died.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends brought her back from the dead like a season before this. She's been acting weird ever since then. They find out that the reason she's been acting so weird is because when she died, she went to heaven.
They thought she was in hell.
So they pulled her out of heaven, and now she was stuck on Earth after being in heaven.
Awesome.
Yeah. And there's that whole song near the end where she tells them. Because they do the whole exposition of the story in song.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, because the magic that's happening makes you sing the truth, basically.
Huh.
So everyone's deep secrets kind of come out mm-hmm. in song.
That's
during
weird.
That episode. So
it's the best plot device.
It's really good. Next up, Star Trek The Next Generation. Again, huge Trek person. My ideal economy, civilization would be what the Federation has lined up to be, where you don't work for money, you work to better yourself and better the people around you. I wish that's what we could do. I don't think the human race is ready for that yet as a whole, but I hope we get there eventually.
Right. Right now, the pretty much our entire culture is either a Ferengi
right.
or a Klingon.
Yeah, and a few Cardassians.
Yeah.
Kardashians.
Yeah, a lot of those.
Yep. Yep, that sucks.
Yeah. Everything's great, though.
Right, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Where was I?
Number four.
Okay. Number four would probably be Batman the Animated Series.
Fair enough.
Again, I'm sure we've never talked about
it. Right, never talked about it. Actually, no, I'm changing it. I am changing it on the fly right here. Justice League Unlimited.
Wow, Shyamalan plot twist right there.
Changed it from Batman to Justice League Unlimited. It's one of the... Super Friends, technically, would be one of the first forays into comic book characters. Because I grew up in a small town without access to comic shops and stuff like that.
Right.
Didn't even have a Walmart.
Now you live in a town with four of them.
Yeah. But... Justice League Unlimited was probably one of my first
five, if you count the Walmart the grocery market store.
Ones. Yeah.
My first dives into comics introduced me to a lot of DC characters that I had never really seen before. It's also a little newer than some of the other comic shows I can mention, like X-Men or Spider-Man or anything like that. Heck, I should probably change this again. Change it again. Spider-Man. The 90s Spider-Man cartoon. 90s? 90s.
Now, are you talking the original Spider-Man, or there's like the spectacular original, Spider-Man too? Okay.
Original Spider-Man.
All
right. Because I remember towards the end of it, we went into like the Secret Wars arc, where Madame Web took Spider-Man and put him on a planet. With a bunch of other heroes, and they fought a bunch of villains.
Yeah, that was similar to that. Yeah. There was an adaptation of it.
Yeah, that one's going to be the one. How many is that? Four.
If you're taking out Justice League,
I'm taking out Justice League.
All right,
going with Spider-Man. I'm a Marvel boy, anyways.
It's true.
Okay, so I've got Scrubs,
Buffy,
Star Trek, Spider-Man.
Yep.
All right, so the last one. It's going to have to be one that I rewatch fairly constantly. It's not very long, though, so that's my biggest issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
My Name is Earl.
So you live in a trailer park and you won a bunch of money. Now you live in a like motel?
I wish. No, it's more of his moral code that he keeps himself up to.
Yeah.
And then the fact that every now and then you have the seasons where he'll doubt his own beliefs. And kind of go against it, but he has built up a good enough friend network that they try to keep him on the right path.
And you've got a very slow, simple brother.
Right. I do.
Yeah. Although, who are your friends that are keeping you on the moral track? It's not me.
Who are Earls?
Who is your crab man, Cody? I think that's
Ooh, who's my crab man? Ooh, this is a tough one.
I mean, there's not really a guy that you're friendly acquaintances with that's currently shacking up with your wife.
Right.
So,
which is also good right? that's not happening.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll skip that. Anyway, I think those are my five.
That's a cool
I'm actually rewatching My Name is Earl right now.
What is that on?
Hulu.
Dang it.
Yep. Hulu. I wish it didn't end the way it ends.
I
don't know how it ends.
It ended with a cliffhanger, and
like
then
two cliffhangers.
Yeah, and then it got canceled.
Yeah,
oh, that's lame.
Yeah,
because it was a pretty expensive show. Like they had two or three big songs per episode.
Yeah,
they had to even change them when the DVDs came out. I think so. That was how expensive the show was.
But yeah, they had like some twists.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a good show.
It was. It remained quality for the whole.
Yeah. It still holds up, in my opinion.
Fine.
Other than a few homophobic things.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of homophobic things. But I live in Kansas, so...
Right. Yeah.
That's not that futuristic for me. Anyway.
You want to do yours or I'll do
sure.
Yours?
I'll go. Okay. I'm going to start off with a show that I rewatch all the time, and I am currently rewatching Fraggle Rock. I love it.
Copyright.
Mostly because of the fact that it does incorporate lots of music, and I love music. I listen to music all the time. It's got a lot of misunderstanding of things going on. Like, they see things and they just come up with extravagant explanations that don't actually fit. But it does have, you know, a great meaning and story to it. So, like, you know, like, they bring up a lot of things subtly. Like, you know, they don't necessarily address race or anything like that and, like, race issues. But, like, you know, they're always constantly, it's like, well, you need to work together, you know. It's like, yes, Gorgs are different than Fraggles and so are Doozers. And, like, you should all work together kind of thing instead of all being separate.
Stop eating their buildings.
Actually, Fraggles eating the buildings make the Doozers happy. Because when they stop eating the buildings, the Doozers are like, oh, we have to move away because all of a sudden the Fraggles don't want to eat them anymore. So we have no more space to build. So we have to leave.
True.
But yeah.
The weirdness of Doozer economy.
Yeah. It's a very weird caste system, but it totally works.
Then there's G.I. Joe.
A real American hero?
Yes. I love that show. Mostly the original, like, two seasons to the first series.
Right.
And those are the ones I like. The second series, the animation changes, and it's a lot worse storyline.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like it holds up super well anymore. It's super cheesy, but I love it. But there's lots of fighting.
Yeah. There's a time where they have to play hockey to gather pieces of a weather machine.
Yeah, well, they play hockey with a part of the weather machine.
Yep.
That's actually, like, the first five episode, like, story arc is the beginning of the series. That was actually what was released before they created the rest of the series. It was just, like, a piloted
show.
Yeah, but Transformers did the same thing, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I've always liked military, and I've always wanted to be in the military. But then there's The Wubulous World of Dr. Seuss.
That was a show?
Yes, it's a puppet show.
Interesting.
I like puppets a lot. But yeah, no, it is a kid's show, and during a dark period in my life, it helped keep me sane. As odd as that sounds, considering it was a crazy show, but a little bit of craziness kept me sane.
Sometimes, and then you gotta let some crazy out to keep yourself from going crazy.
Yep. And then
this has been a depressing episode, guys.
Well, it's a look into us.
Ugh.
So yeah. Then there's going to be Blue Planet. I actually love nature documentaries, and I love animals and stuff like that. So just learning everything about it. Yes, in a very legal way. Because that the other way is wrong.
Anyway.
But yeah, it's very beautiful. It's just amazing seeing how different ecosystems exist. And then the fifth one on my list is The Highlander.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good series.
Which is phenomenal. It's got great music. It's a straight up 90s. Straight up 90s, like the whole way through. Which, you know, born in the 80s, raised in the 90s. So, it's got a lot of me in there. And, you know, I think it'd be fun to run around with a sword and fight other immortals. And
cut off their heads.
And cut off their heads to get power.
Can't fight on Holy Land.
Yeah, can't fight on Holy Land.
Lightning effects.
Yeah. And, you know, an amazing Queen song for its theme music.
I do like that they remade Highlander, basically. Like that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one where the TV character meets his cousin, long lost cousin.
Yeah.
I like that movie because it's like, oh, it ends the series in a good way where now the TV guy I've been watching for like 6 years didn't die.
Yeah.
He won.
So those would be my five movies. Or movies. TV shows.
Nice.
That word.
A quick reference back to the Pulp Culture Museum. The science fiction... the fantasy realm had the costumes from Highlander. So it had Christopher Lambert's and Sean Connery's costumes first Highlander. This was in a museum.
That's awesome.
Sean Connery, everybody.
Yep. May he rest in peace when he eventually dies.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did he die?
No.
I didn't know that, but yeah, okay. Never mind. Yeah, when he dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen.
Yeah,
he could lose his head.
He'll more than likely outlive all the other Bonds, including Daniel Craig.
And whoever the next one's going to be.
Yeah. I vote Gillian Anderson, but that's just me.
I vote this potato head.
Huh. I'm okay with that.
I don't like James Bond.
So what are your TV shows, Cameron?
The top five that I chose for my recommendation. Number one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is why I booed you.
Yeah, I assumed both
you booed
your
me twice. Does that mean there's another one?
No, I would have just agreed with Star Trek. It's my other favorite. For pretty much the same reasons you did, I liked the way that it had metaphors for adolescence, different, fears and anxieties as, a teenager approaching adulthood and then eventually the kind of stuff.
Becoming an adult, having a destiny, having to work at a chicken store. Like basically the KFC of the Buffy universe.
Yeah. Feeding old ladies that, eventually turn out to be demons.
Right. That one episode where everyone gets muted and then this crazy smiley guys come through town and just slaughter everybody because they can't scream.
Yep.
Horrifying.
One of the scariest episodes ever.
Yeah.
I
should put Doctor Who on anyway.
Yeah, it would be hard to just, determine what
to
recommend for Doctor Who. So I would have challenges with that. My second recommendation would be Community.
Oh, that's a good one.
I just love the humor of it, and I like that it's kind of a slow burn. The first season doesn't pick up right away.
Oh, yeah.
But it really pays off if you watch those early episodes, and then as it starts to get funnier, you see character development carry on.
Yep.
So it's just a very well-crafted show, and if you're a fan of Donald Glover from any of his current stuff, that's... I really think he shines in that show. Troy was my favorite
character. Troy was awesome. Abed was awesome.
They were great together.
Troy and Abed in the Morning should be a real show.
I agree. Yeah. I would watch it every single day.
Paintball episodes.
And they did a paintball episode like three seasons in a row. That was the finale.
Four, yeah.
And they were each different. They were each fantastic.
Yeah.
Third choice would be Dari.
I never saw it.
It was very much how I perceived high school. Like it premiered
as a young teenage girl,
basically. Yeah, it basically felt like high school to me because it started. It aired like spring break, my freshman year of high school, and I just very much related to those characters because Daria is very sardonic and.
Beavis and Butthead was called a
diary. Diary. Yeah, spinoff of Beavis and Butthead turned out to be so much better than anyone expected it to be.
Wait, it was a spinoff?
Yes. It was a spinoff of Beavis. Yeah,
yes. That's why I made the reference.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I wasn't just saying diarrhea for the fun of it.
I thought you just were weird.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But, no, just the sardonic lead character who hates everyone, the artistic best friend, I related to all that. Mm-hmm. And it was just very fun to me. And that's how I felt. I felt like Dari most of the time.
You're a teenage girl.
Very, basically.
Yep.
Like, I was emo before emo was a thing. Hmm. So, my next one is, taking it back a year from Daria, is Freakazoid.
How did I forget about Freakazoid?
It's because you sniffed too much paint when you were young.
I didn't watch that within the last year.
You should never forget about
it's
Freakazoid.
It's on... Verb or something right now. There's like a streaming
Verb
app. I think it's not Verb. It's something like that. It starts with a V.
Hmm.
I keep seeing commercials for it, but it's a streaming app where they have a bunch of older shows like that.
Interesting.
Huh. No, I just rented it from work and watched it.
Yeah, I've got a bootleg DVD of the whole season. I'm pretty sure someone just recorded it off of VHS. But
as one does.
Yeah.
Remember the 90s, guys?
Yep. Hook it up your VCR to another VCR, and you see you could record a VHS tape that you rented.
To another VHS tape.
Yep. That's how I got G.I. Joe the movie.
Yep.
Because I wasn't going to pay for it.
I just recorded stuff straight off the TV. That's how I originally had the California Raisins Christmas special.
By the way, the only way you can still get the California Raisins Christmas special.
Wrong! I have it on DVD at home. Ha!
And that's why Honey's broke all the time.
Yep.
No, it's because I work a crap job that doesn't pay well.
And he has that drug havoc.
Well, let's hope your bosses aren't listening.
Well, I mean, it's not a drug habit. It's drugs that help me stay alive.
Yeah. You're addicted to staying alive.
It's a prescription from the doctor.
We're having him, one of those, intervention. You need to die.
I think you're doing the intervention wrong.
Yeah, I wasn't a doctor.
No.
Valid point.
Yeah. Science.
Indeed.
Anyway, you were saying?
Freakazoid. Super teen extraordinaire, Freakazoid, runs around in underwear.
As one does.
Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious. Very random, very...
Computer nerd.
Super, yeah.
Were you a computer nerd?
I was not a computer nerd. My computer barely worked.
I didn't know if you related to Dexter.
Not really.
Okay.
It was the weird random humor that appealed to me, and that's the kind of stuff I wrote as a kid.
Because I related to Freakazoid. Just his mental process and everything.
Yeah. Basically, Freakazoid is like the ADHD of superheroes.
You make him more violent and you've got me.
Mm-hmm.
So if Freakazoid and Deadpool had a baby?
Yeah. So you're basically the Mask, but the comic version, not the Jim Carrey version.
Oh.
You guys remember the Mask cartoon?
I do.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Of all the cartoons based on a Jim Carrey property, it was like the least bad one.
It was like the third.
Wait, what were the other ones?
Dumb and Dumber and Ace Ventura both had cartoons. They were all on the same year, I think.
I didn't know about the Dumb and Dumber one, and I was thinking there was an Ace Ventura one, but I never saw any of them.
They were not good. They were not good.
Anyway.
There was no The Mask.
No. Yeah, it was weirdly the best.
His fifth one's Ace Ventura.
No. Oh, God, I'd kill myself.
Right.
No, fifth one is also one that has had musical episodes. Actually, I think all of these have. Community had one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It was a bad one because they were making fun of Glee the whole time.
Right. It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
They've had puppet episodes, too, though.
It's true. Pushing Daisies.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Pushing Daisies.
It has the bad guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one. He plays a baker who
pushes daisies.
Who has the ability to kill, or no, I'm sorry, he has the ability to bring back the dead with a touch.
Yep.
But if he leaves them alive for more than 2 minutes, they basically stay alive,
mm-hmm.
and then someone else dies as a result.
Yep.
I don't know what the bad guy from Guardians of the Galaxy looks like without all the makeup.
It's okay.
Like this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like Mr. Potato Head with a Jerry curl. But he also has the power to touch someone, or he has the power to kill them with a touch.
Re-kill.
Yeah, re-kill. And his girlfriend, or the love of his life, ends up dying, and he brings her back.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't retouch her in time because he wants to keep her alive. So the whole show, the premise is that they're dating, but her family can't know because they think she's dead, and they can't touch each other
because she'll die again.
Right. And they solve mysteries, and there are occasional musical numbers.
Yeah.
That seems like a weird show.
It's weird and it's brilliant. I love it.
Huh.
Oh, there's this cool show on YouTube called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
I
feel like you brought this up before.
We watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my brain.
I don't know if we'll have time to go through comics.
No, I think that probably sums it up for this week. We'll continue. If you guys liked this episode, there are definitely some more topics that we could
Top five do next memes.
I don't know memes. I'm old.
Right. You're like the middle age of us.
Yes. I know. Cameron's the old one.
Longest grass.
Probably.
What?
Dirtiest underwear. These are all topic ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
How angry do you get at kids on your lawn from a scale of 1 to 10?
Angry beavers.
It was an okay show.
Some 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About a 9.
I mean, I don't really...
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Cow and Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I hated them.
I did too.
I am Weasel.
I hated him too.
I are Babble.
Despite the fact he was voiced by Michael Dorn, which was...
He was voiced by Michael Dorn?
Yep.
That's cool. I was voiced by Michael Dorn once.
I don't know who Michael Dorn is.
Worf.
Oh. From Star Trek The Next Generation.
/ Deep Space Nine.
Also that.
Didn't know his name.
That's
Worf.
I met him at Planet Comic Con, bringing things a little full circle here.
Yeah.
I did not.
I gave him a print that I had done of Worf killing a zombie because I was doing a series of prints called The Trekking Dead, which is probably the least successful art series I've ever done. They're not good, but I gave him a print of Worf killing a zombie, and he kind of looked at it and said, "This is very violent."
He's Worf!
I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, but he's an actor.
Yeah.
No, he's Worf.
He was also very sick.
That's true.
Not like...
I remember that year.
Not like deathly sick. He had a cold, and I don't think he was...
He wasn't having a good time.
No, he was... But he was a trooper for
his... And he was at a Comic-Con, so that means he was in the Midwest.
Well, like, they were all there except for Picard. So...
Yeah, that was a...
Was I there that year?
Yeah.
You were. You came and visited. Yeah, we didn't have Patrick Stewart. We did get Shatner, though.
Yeah.
Surprise guest. Weird.
Yeah, that was strange.
Oh, I remember that, because I didn't care.
Yeah.
Because it was Star Trek stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You care more about Star Trek now than you did then.
I do.
Yeah. Because I slowly rub off on people.
Awkward.
Yeah. It makes me happy.
Crazy. Yeah. Dang it, Archer!
Archer. That would have been a good one for probably any of us.
Yeah.
You said Archer?
Not since the first season, but it is quality. It's fun.
Squirrels.
Yep.
Anyway, Rick and Morty. Damn it.
There are so many more shows that I could just think of.
We should do top 10 next time.
I think we could do a top 10 next time. But, you know, narrowing it down. Granted, you narrowed it down and then changed it like halfway.
I also, like, as we had started the podcast, I was typing out my different categories, so I was trying to think quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like my choices. But there's a few other ones that I could definitely think of. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. I was really kind of wanting to do the comic book one.
Nadcrack.
We never made that, and that would have been a movie. It's in not here. TV show.
It's in here.
It's also on my computer.
It's in his computer. This is my computer. Pointing at my head.
And also my head for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hive mind.
Hive mind.
Yeah.
So then that's in my head.
We could make it into a series of YouTube sketches.
We should.
Breathe in weird. Little comic, but
we can make it into a comic. We can make it into a five squirrels fighting over a nut.
Comic would be cheaper.
Than squirrels? Or nuts?
Obviously. Yeah, yes, cheaper than both. Or a YouTube video.
We could take a corpse.
Nope.
Hear me out. Fill it with fudge. Wait for it. Feed it to some orphans. Hold on. I got nothing else.
Squirrels. Epic prank.
Right? I hate myself so much. Yeah.
Cody seems to be broken, so we're probably going to try to fix him. I think there's a robot appendage on Cameron.
Probably.
Oh, wait. Delete the last 5 seconds.
Aww. I shaved, so it's all messed up.
Well, hi, guys.
Now. Hey. Wait, what?
So, carry on.
God, we should have wrapped this up 3 minutes ago.
We should have.
So,
and you know what? We're going to do that now. We'll see you guys later.
Pitch our
Twitters. Hey.
Tweeters.
You're not wrong.
Tweeters.
So do it. What's your Twitter?
Hey, go to Twitter.
You'll find me at Viking Honey.
I'm at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Wack.
And you can also find us at Nerd Dump Podcast and the website nerddumppodcast.com.
It's Nerd Dump.
Nerddump.com.
Right. We're also on Facebook. You can hit us up there. If you do check us out on the Twitters, let us know what your top five would be. I'm pretty sure this internet thing is basically over with.
Right.
Not like the internet in general.
Yeah, no, the internet is dead.
It could be dead.
Al Gore decided he didn't like it anymore. Since he created it, he wanted to take it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
The secret word for today's podcast is Honey's Nipples.
Or Nipple Blades. We should go with Nipple Blades.
Nipple Blades.
Nipple Blades.
Either one.
Secret word.
Either way, you work.
You just bring up nipples.
Just nipples.
Let us know your top five. Don't tell us about your nipples.
And don't show us your nipples. Don't do that.
No.
That's weird.
I mean, if you want to, that's fine, but...
No. No.
Attach blades to them first.
We're not going to block you, but we'd rather not.
No.
You've got a thought brewing.
Nipple blades.
I would say, before Cody's broken mind says anything else, we will see you guys probably next week.
Yep.
Bye! This has been a Nerd Dump production.